It's a loving spoonful for us this morning on LAFM and 7SD. You're with BJ for Brekkie. Now, next year, 2026, Tasmania's flagship leadership development initiative, the Tasmanian Leaders Program, is inviting its next cohort of high potential leaders to step on up. Now, the year will mark the 20th anniversary of the program, and it delivers immersive learning, community projects, and connections right around the state. I've spoken to this lady a number of times, but never on LAFM. CEO Angela Driver, morning.
Morning, and what a great day it is in Launceston today.
Oh, and lovely to hook up with you again. So the TAS Leaders Program, we've spoken a number of times over the years about it. It's now entering its 20th year. What's going to make the intake really special or different from past years, do you think?
Look, every intake is different. It's like we're kind of in this moment of going, who's going to step forward or who's going to maybe be encouraged forward by their employers or colleagues? And so I don't know if the cohort will be any different. It's always diverse. No 2 years are ever the same. But we are excited to be able to just be wrapping around some extra, I guess, celebrations around our legacy in the 20th year.
For listeners that are unfamiliar with the program, what does it aim to do? What are we trying to achieve here?
We're trying to fast track the careers and leadership capacity of leaders across Tasmania. So it takes 24 people. And by combining people of diverse sectors and industries and experiences, what it does is it enables them to learn as much from each other as it does from our content. And ultimately, this is really aspirational and big, but we're trying to create a better future for Tasmania through their enhanced leadership capacity.
So what kinds of people is the program hoping to attract for 2026, and what makes a candidate stand out in the selection process?
Yeah, great question. So we're looking for potential, so it's not a job application. Mm-hmm. We're looking for people who have a clear reason of why, maybe something they're struggling with or something they want to improve about themselves. We're looking for people with ambition and drive. The average age of participants is 40, which every year, no matter what we do, that seems to be how it carves out. We're looking for people who can grow their businesses or climb up the career ladder, and they're all types. So when I did the program in 2009, gosh, 16 years ago, I worked in the arts. And in my program, I had engineers from large corporates. I had people working in mines on the West Coast. I had people working in government. And it's really that cross-fertilisation, which is really part of the secret sauce of the program.
I'm intrigued when you say the average age of a participant is 40. I was envisaging, you know, we're looking for sort of 18, 29s here or something like that.
No. So I think the youngest that's ever gone through was around 23. Right. But on a typical year, they're more likely to start at the age of 28 to 30 and then moving right up. So we're still seeing people come to us in their 50s who've got, you know, still got runway, still wanting to achieve, still wanting to influence Tasmania's future. So there is a perception that it's for young people. Now, we do have programs for young people, but this one's not necessarily it,
It's not built around a specific age group, right.
So no, it's not.
One of the pillars of the program is impact via community projects. Can you give me an example of something that has happened in the past that you've gone, bang on?
Oh, I can. I can give you two which are perfect for Launceston. One is the Harvest Market, came out of a participant from 2009, and then another group of participants in a program a couple of years after that wrapped around that and supported the launch. And the Northern Young Professionals Network here in Lonnie came out of our second program in 2008.
Very good. Yeah, excellent.
I don't know if your listeners are up in Sheffield, but the Kentish Community Road Safety Bike Park came out of a cohort in 2010. So just phenomenal scale, all different. We've got some great ones on the boil for this year too.
The time commitment, I believe that's pretty significant. How do participants go balancing their work-life program demands?
Look, it's approximately 2 days a month. So it's completely manageable. And, you know, the people we're taking are pretty good at flexing their time, I've got to say. So half of the time is in work time. So the employer, you know, really needs to give you that off. And then half of it is on a Saturday. And so that balance means that you're not just all taking from the employer. You've got to actually stretch into some of your own time as well. And people do it. I had a baby halfway through my year, so you can certainly do it. Lots of people get promotions or fit on other life events around it as well. But it is big. It's about 26 days across the year.
Sell it to the boss as an investment in what you can bring back to the business.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're a program. There's no curriculum, there's no assignments, there's no exams. But what we are trying to do is give you and stack on real tangible skills that can be immediately applied back in the business. So we're trying to keep the employers involved and engaged as well. And the more you can do that, the more the benefits the employer will see if they're really connecting with and engaging what their participant is learning.
Well, let's see if we've whetted anyone's appetite this morning. How do we find out more? Is there a website to visit? What's the go?
Yeah, the website's the best place, which is just tasmanianleaders.org.au, and that has phone numbers on it as well. If anyone, it's best just to give us a call if you're going, oh, I'm not sure. Maybe don't, and what we often get is this, BJ, I don't feel like a leader. And we believe anyone can lead any time. So if you are in that camp, give us a buzz and have a chat to us about your circumstances.
We better let you go and feed the pooch.
Yeah, exactly. You can hear that bark in the background.
breakfast is calling. And lovely, exactly. Lovely to hook up with you again. Keep us posted.
I will do. Thanks, BJ.
Good on you. Angela Driver with us this morning, CEO of the Tasmanian Leaders Program. Hop on the web, have a read. I've seen great results over the years, and perhaps this could be just the program for you for 2026. Get all the latest in Launceston.